Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio program today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13:4 says, "We shall live with him by the power of God." You now are in Christ, and you are weak in yourself, but with him you can live by the power of God. This is why we got to deny ourselves, and we're going to crucify that flesh, and we're going to realize who we are in Christ, and we're going to live by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, and we are going to live by the power of God. We don't live a Christian life that is powerless. Many Christians live a defeated life. That is not the will of God. God wants you to be having power resident in you and manifesting through you in your life. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You have a spirit of power. Where did you get it? You got it when you got born again. When you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you got the Spirit of Christ in you, and that is the power of God. Christ is the power of God dwelling in us. Now, as we get the power of God operating, we're going to live by it continually in our life. Now, the Spirit is in us, but we have to learn to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness and learn the ways of the Lord. We've got to learn the authority we have. We've got to learn the Word of God that produces the power of God within us and the ways of righteousness, walk in the light of them, and do what the Word says to see this come into manifestation. Remember the Lord's Prayer, which is a teaching on how to pray and what happens when you pray. It says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." The kingdom, the rule, and the reign of God. We take dominion. The power, which is what happens when we start operating in authority, speaking forth the Word that releases the power in the Word. And the glory is the manifest presence of God. Remember, Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," in Romans 1:16. It is the power of God, the dunamis, the miraculous ability of God unto salvation. It was a miracle that occurred when you got born again and you got a brand new spirit. It's a miracle that occurs every time the power of God goes into operation. It is supernatural power operating in your life. And who's it for? Everyone that believeth. Every one of us can function in the power of God. Now, God's Word, we pointed out in Romans 15:4, the Scriptures bring hope. And in verse 13, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing. God's Word in your mind, producing hope, is going to fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, we need to abound in hope because we're going to release our faith, and it's going to bring the manifestation of the promise into our life through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is at work to see the promises come to pass. Paul went forth, and by the power of the Spirit of God, through mighty signs and wonders, he preached the gospel of Christ. This gospel is not a watered-down gospel. This gospel is the power of God. And remember, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to unto us which are saved, it is the power of God, the miraculous ability of God. Remember that scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:24, Christ, the power of God, that's who's dwelling on the inside of you. Now, when Paul went teaching and preaching the word, he said that his speech and his preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You know, we can't be serving the Lord and think that he's not a God of power. We can't just be listening to man's wisdom. The words are the demonstration of the Spirit and the power when it's coming forth from God. In fact, our faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Don't ever look to men. Get your eyes on the Lord and know it's the power of God flowing forth. In fact, when he said it, when he was going to come to them He said he wanted to know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but he wanted to know the power. The kingdom of God's not in word, but it's in power. And we are now in that position in the kingdom, ruling and reigning the Lord Jesus Christ. And if the word is preached as it should be preached from the standpoint of who we are in Christ and the kingdom, it will manifest the power of God. See, God has set in the church not only the apostles and the prophets and the teachers, but also the miracles, which are the miraculous powerful works of God. Also the helps and the governments, as well as the gifts of healing and diverse tongues. All these things are set in the church for us today. 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Always remember, the power is not of you, it is of God. You can do nothing within yourself, but with Him you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or that real word comes from the form of dunamis, meaning that He empowers me. Remember that we are weak within ourself in the flesh, and so we glory in our weaknesses. We don't let them move us, because we know we're going to operate according to the Spirit. And the power of Christ then is going to rest upon us and manifest through us. We're going to live by the power of God. Remember, God's given us weapons of warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. They're powerful through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We are going to use the name of Jesus, the Word of God. We're going to take authority, the weapons that God's given us, and we're going to pull down every stronghold. And we're not going to give place to the devil in our mind. We're going to cast down the imaginations, and we're going to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ in our life. Now, when we go forth and we're preaching the gospel, you can expect the power of God to be in operation. But you have to be a believer. In Matthew 13, verse 54, it talks about how the people were astonished. And they said, where has this man got this wisdom and these powerful or mighty works? Jesus did it through the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. But notice what happened in verse 58. He did not many mighty works or powerful works. That's from this word dunamis. He did not do many mighty works there, powerful works. Why? Because of their unbelief. You must believe. If you're not believing, if you're in doubt, wavering, and unbelief, then you will not see the power of God come to pass. In fact, Jesus corrected them in Matthew 22:29. He said, you do err, not knowing the Scriptures nor the power of God. You got to know the Scriptures to have the Word in you, and that is, of course, the power of God is in the Word, but you've got to know the power of God will be released as you act upon it. In Mark chapter 6, verse 2, they were saying, what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I'll tell you, he went forth and he did the Word of God, and he released the mighty works of God to come to pass. In fact, in Mark chapter 9, verse 1, Jesus made this statement. He said, there'll be some that'll stand here which shall not taste of death till they see in the kingdom of God come with power. He was speaking about on the day of Pentecost, when the birthday of the church occurred and the rule and the reign of God came into manifestation, and the people were being healed and delivered. And notice that the kingdom of God comes with power. The kingdom of God comes with a manifestation of the power of God to bring forth change, to bring forth salvation in our spirit, which is being born again and having eternal life, to bring forth healing and deliverance and victory in our life. In fact, the people were so amazed, they could hardly understand what was going on. They said, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits and they come out. You see, God's given unto us authority, and he's given unto us his word. His word is the word of his miraculous ability that's released when you speak forth the word of God. In fact, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, talking about Jesus, it said how he was upholding all things by the word of his power. The word power, again, is dunamis, miraculous ability. Not by the power of his word, but by the word of his power. Word there is rhema, meaning the spoken word. This shows how the power of God is released, by the spoken word of his power, of his miraculous ability. Now, we have been given power and authority over all the works of the enemy. In fact, in Ephesians 1:19, he says, you need to know what's the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. It's available for every one of us. and we are to know the power of God. In fact, Ephesians 6:10, he says, "My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Strong in the Lord means to be inwardly strengthened. In the power of his might is to be demonstrating the outward manifestation of the power of God. How do we do that? By putting on the whole armor of God. The armor of God is the Word of God in us in every area of our life. And then we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And this is so important. You can't stand against the enemy's tricks except for with the power of God. And it comes through the Word. This is why you need the whole armor of God. That's the Word in your mind. That's the Word in your mouth. The Word in your heart. The Word directing your steps. You're going to be speaking that Word to resist the enemy's temptations. It's the Word of God that has the power of God that's going to deal successfully with the devil. Now in Luke chapter 24, in verse 49, he talks about how he was going to send the promise of the Father upon you. He said, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem. They are waiting for the outpouring of the Spirit until you be endued," that means clothed, "with power from on high." When the Holy Spirit came, he came to dwell in them, and the Holy Spirit then was going to reveal the Word to them, and as they took hold of the Word of God, it was going to produce power within them. In Acts 1:8, the Bible says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Now, people have not understood this. The word "receive" is the word lambano, which is not a passive reception, like you'll have gotten power coming to you. The word "receive" is lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. You shall take hold of power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, once you've received the Holy Spirit, now you can take hold of the power of God and be witnesses. How do you take hold of the power of God? Through the Word in you and operating according to it with your faith. You're going to get the Word in you. It produces the power of God as the Holy Spirit reveals it, and you're going to go forth and be a witness for Him. In fact, in Hebrews 11:11, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Herself she received, that's lambano, took hold of strength. And the word strength is dunamis, which means power. She took hold of the power of God, and it brought forth through her faith the conception of the seed. I'll tell you, Jesus was upheld in all things by the spoken word of his power. You've got to learn to release the power of God. You've got a spirit of power. You've got the Holy Spirit who's revealing the word. He's writing the word in your heart. Start putting that word in your mouth. Start speaking it forth, and it will release the power of God. And as you get this word in you, the power of God will be resident in you and flowing out of you, and you will live by the power of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.